apparently.
Like the milk?
Bro.
2%.
I'm 2%.
Yeah, that sounds better.
There you go. Dude, guess what I had today? For the first time in decades.
What?
I had a Yoo-Hoo.
Wait. It's chocolate milk,
yeah,
dog.
Bro. Like,
you've never had Yoo-Hoo?
Sugar chocolate milk, I'm pretty sure. Nesquik.
Yeah, Nesquik's what's up.
Yoo-Hoo was the great value of Nesquik.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, no, Nesquik was like the on-brand. And then if you didn't get that, or your mom or whatever decided that she didn't want to get you that, she got you Yoo-Hoo, because they were like, I don't know, 10 for $5.
I never drank Nesquik anyways, as I know, because my brother would always get it. His normal morning routine in high school was to run a mile.
And then home. drink chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk with an egg mixed in.
Breakfast of champions.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I guess
weird.
So.
That sounds, actually, don't knock it till you try it.
No, was that good. Healthy? Was
it's
that
good.
Healthy?
It's good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's low in calories. It's pretty high in, like,
protein.
Yeah.
Sugar and protein rushing through your veins.
When you're young, it doesn't matter.
Let's go!
11 years old, Rocky.
You know?
He saw Rocky and was like, I can make this better.
Yeah, he's doing, like, the music in his head. He's like, dun dun. He's just chugging it. Yeah, and it had a Yoo-Hoo, and it was really, I think the first, it, once it hits your lips, the nostalgia. And I was like, bro. Mm. It was pretty cool. But then, my mom used to buy like that. It wasn't even like Yoo-Hoo or Nesquik. It was like the off-brand. It just looked like a thing of coffee, like a almost like a cylinder coffee thing, but it was like chocolate powder or whatever.
Below Yoo-Hoo's powder.
Yeah. And it was the off-brand. The
drug
off-brand
version.
Yeah. Because I remember we used to like mix it in, and like you would stir it for freaking days, and you still had clumps of stuff in there, and it was just, there was no getting around it. And then one day I put it in
the true factor.
I put it in the like the blender that we'd make smoothies with, and then it was, and then
and it then
was
good. It.
Yeah,
yeah, it's better to blend it like that.
Yeah, but it's just like, oh yeah, just get two spoonfuls and then use your spoon. And, no,
well, maybe the Nesquik, yeah, not the off-brand.
Yeah, Nesquik.
It's just instant.
And then you can go the other direction and just get like the Hershey syrup and just pour it in your milk and stir it around, because that was like,
that's just sugar.
Yeah, hell yeah.
we're not here for health.
Yeah, right? When you're a kid, though, chocolate. When you're a kid, that's heaven, man. All right, welcome, Zilla. What are we calling it? Zilla Hangout, Zilla Nation Hangouts. Today is, what is today?
Friday.
Yeah, but what's the date today? What is it, 11th?
Friday.
It's 1/11.
12th.
1/12 of January 2024. Welcome to the Hangout. Hi guys, how y'all doing today?
I'm tired.
Good. Same, tired.
Tired? What did you guys do? Dude, Sterling, your shirt, I like it.
Thanks.
I like it a lot.
Rocking a Gryffindor.
He's got the Gryffindor.
He's a hardcore Gryffindor.
Five points for Gryffindor.
Is that what your class was when you took the quiz?
Yeah, I've gotten taken the quiz. I've gotten sorted at Universal. I've done everything. It's always been Gryffindor.
Wow.
I'm a diehard Hufflepuff.
That's a okay.
Stoner, relatable.
What are you, Panda?
Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
Oh, two Huffles and two Griffs.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, yes, so welcome. Panda, how was your day today, buddy?
I took a nap before this.
Nice. Nice.
So you're not going to sleep.
That'll be fine.
No, are you kidding me? All right, so one of us is well rested, the other three of us tired. Sounds good.
Mm.
All right, so first order to talk about today. I was wrong. I will admit that I was wrong. If you haven't seen Wonka, go watch it. That it touches your heart.
No. I want you to admit something.
What?
It's a musical. And what was your first opinions on musicals in general?
I hated musicals.
Mm-hmm.
But I also did not consider the movies that I like that they sing as musicals. So when I think of a musical, I think of Les Mis, and I was miserable watching it. And I would not wish anyone to watch that, because if you don't like just say something and you're only singing about stuff, it drives me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But Wonka was great. It was inspiring. My cat's down here crying. I thought it was great. Like, what did you guys think of the movie?
I thought it was a solid movie. I love the premise. I think it was very well paced out.
Give it a 9.
Yeah. They hit a lot of topics that tied into the original movie. That was like, oh, cool. That's how it started. That's pretty sick. I don't want to give away spoilers, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they were saying that this one, even though it's a reimagining, I guess it is supposed to play into the original one. Like, that is him. Mm-hmm. So they were saying that if they do another movie, they could see, like, they could do something that shows how he changes into becoming the recluse that he becomes.
Yeah, I was about to say, he needs to be more jaded. And
yeah, so something's gonna happen, which I'm assuming it's got to be someone that he loves or something. He loses someone
even more. He wasn't
a
piece of shit in the
first, like, one of the interviews was like, he's like, the fact that he lied about having a cane and getting back up should have given you all the information you needed about this character. And he's right. You just don't trust him.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know. For someone who is so trustworthy in this movie we just saw,
he was super. He was like every time he was like, "Oh, just trust me," like, "Yeah, all these people." I was like,
"Yeah, because he goes from like pure innocent because he just believed everybody."
It's magic.
Too. Yeah, he was just like,
"Bro, straight up magic, like night magician, just magical." Because he does magic. Some stuff, and I'm like, "That's impossible."
Well, I think they played on it more because in the original it was like played on it a little.
Yeah,
like a girl being a blueberry.
Oh yeah, stuff like that.
I keep being stuck in a pipe.
When he pulled out a full like tea set out of his hat, I'm like, that shouldn't be physically possible. Is he doing this right now?
Magician.
But then he's like, I can't just disappear. There's nothing on the floor.
Yeah, he's there. Yeah. There's no trap doors. There's no. Yeah.
So, anyways, if you haven't seen the movie, you should definitely watch it. Timothy Chalamet did a really good job. Mm-hmm. I think he's actually. I do like Gene Wilder a lot, but I actually like him a lot as Wonka. I think he did a really good job, and. The songs, when they throw back some of the old ones and bring it back, I got a little teary-eyed. I'm not gonna lie, at the end, like, and it hits you a couple times too. Like, you think you're done, and then you're not. And it's just in the gut again. You're like, right, okay, and gut. Then one more time, and you're like, man, my goodness.
Well, when they played the main song of the first movie at the end, I was like, damn.
No, and then just finding out why he did the chocolate bar like that.
Yeah, bro. I kind of want to watch it again, to be honest.
Well, Sterling saw it again.
I watched it a third time.
Oh, you watched it? Wait, really?
Yeah, I saw it twice.
He went the next day.
With who? I saw it with Maddie.
Oh, my goodness.
Both times were bangers.
I would have gone a second time, I think. Yeah.
John, did you cry?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Christina.
I know Daniel cried.
No, I definitely did.
I teared up. Yeah, 100%.
I teared up.
I did one of those, like, I stretched in the back, and I was like, hey, wipe these tears away. No one can see them. And
can't show emotion. Then,
like, he's like Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
I
just
want that
light. And then Christina went to check my eyes, and they were dry when she checked. And I was like,
I got a flashlight.
I got away with it, yeah.
That's what that bright light was.
Yeah. Okay, so I give, honestly, I kind of give the movie, like, I don't want to give it a 10, but like a 9.5. I think it was really, really
solid,
good.
Solid 9.
Solid
there,
9.
There are a few things where it's just like, but
yeah,
solid throughout the whole thing, 100%.
It's a good
8.
Yeah.
Right on, our next movie, ISS.
ISS, yes.
ISS. given the nature of what's going on right now, but it's kind of cool.
I just like the trailer because it's like, so do we fight?
What?
Are we enemies?
They just play it out like, what are you going to do? Yeah. Like,
could you imagine, though, being on like, you know, the space station, and you're like, if something goes wrong, we all die.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, your country's like, hey, go take it over by any means necessary. And you're just like.
But you kind of, like, in the trailer, you see. It's like nukes going off and stuff, and you're just like, is the world ending? Do we just like survive up here?
Derail the conversation, but Dr. Stone pretty much addressed a situation like this in its second season. I don't know if you guys have seen it or not.
I've read a little bit of it, and I kind of know where you're going towards this.
His dad became part of like the ISS pretty much, and the whole world ended essentially.
So he was up, like, he was up in space?
Group of people were stranded in space, and they had to figure out a way to come back. This is just like one of the arcs, right?
Right.
And they managed to come back and kind of restart society.
And
for his kid to, like, because he knows his kid's like smart as fuck,
right?
To like kind of like figure stuff out. And
so he figured his kid would be alive and everything.
And
yeah,
it was kind of just a fun story of like they got stranded on the island, they didn't know how to survive, people died like straight up, they got separated, and it was crazy good.
Wow.
I think I only watched a couple episodes of that. That's the one where, like, there's like a really big strong guy, right? And then, like, the one strong guy's with a girl, and he tries to fight him and just gets like
beat up. Everybody got turned to stone.
And they came out of stone. They had cracks on their face.
It was like millions of years later.
Yeah,
bro. So good.
Anyways, we're gonna see ISS, and hopefully it's good. And so we started off the year on a banger.
Yeah.
And I called it was not gonna be a low bar. It is a high bar.
Yeah.
And ISS needs to. At least get close to that bar.
I looked up the runtime of ISS. It's only an hour and a half.
Really?
Yeah, it's super short.
Remember the days where you're like, an hour and a half?
That's a long time.
I don't know. Long ass movie.
Not waiting for 3 hours. I need 3 hours epic.
Yeah. I think I'm bringing up that space movie. Which one was it that we were talking about? Where there's like aliens on the moon.
Oh, Moonfall.
Moonfall.
Moon was a banger. Moonfall.
That movie was something. I actually really enjoyed aliens that movie. Yeah, it was
bad funny.
Yeah. The, I mean, like, the CGI stuff looked cool. Like, it just was weird and, yeah. We'll go with it. It was weird. It was a fun movie. That I definitely, all the space movies
I enjoyed. I'm still thinking movie of the year, Beekeeper.
No, we haven't watched that yet.
The TikTok I sent you? I don't know if I actually sent it. It was like Jason Statham in every movie.
Oh, yeah.
Lucky for you, I'm the beekeeper. Even to assassinate the president, well, I'm an electrician.
It's just, what kind of blue-collar job are they going to give him next? He's going to do the same thing. Mailman. But they're going to be like, yeah, the mailman, the plumber, the
railroad technician.
I want the retail worker. I want the retail worker or the geek squad or the agent.
That was basically like the Equalizer, right? He was basically a retail person.
I never watched that.
They're good movies.
With Denzel?
Yeah. First one's a banger. Them.
Yeah.
Second one's whatever. Okay. Yeah. Third one's really good.
Wasn't there one he was like just the driver? Wasn't it called?
Oh, no, yeah, no, I know which one you're talking about. The, give me a minute. I'll look it up.
Yes.
Yeah, there's one where really he's just a driver.
Yeah.
There's a scene that, if I remember correctly, he, like, jumps off a ramp and manages to hit the bomb under his car with, like, a crane somehow. And it detaches and explodes, and he's just, like, fine.
That makes sense.
Not what? Fast and the Furious.
What kind of car was he driving?
Not Fast and the Furious?
No. It's not that one, no.
Where cars can be tanks when they need to be, and then
oh, was that the movie Drive?
Transporter. There it is.
Transporter.
Oh, the Crank movies were good, too. Okay,
Crank. Yeah. I've never seen any of those movies.
You never seen that?
No.
Well, you just gotta watch all the Jason
Statham movies. Bro, no. You wanna treat yourself. Popcorn to Crank.
Popcorn to Crank. Just sit down and crank it.
What was that first movie that came out that was like first-person view?
Where he's like has the brother or whatever?
No, it's literally it's from the first person view, and it's the movie. It's all from that perspective.
Doom?
No, it was a Netflix only, right?
No, it came out in theaters.
Did it?
The very first person like view movie like that came out in theaters.
I remember there being like a shooting movie like that, but the whole thing wasn't in first person.
I don't remember it too well. That was so long ago.
Hardcore Henry.
Yeah. Well, I remember him running everywhere.
Yeah.
Do you remember like
shit and everything? Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember like when the Doom movie? Like it wasn't a good movie, but when they did that little cut to the first person part of it.
Oh yeah.
And you felt like you're in the game. You're like, dude, this is a sick. Why can't I just have a whole movie like this? This is the sickest thing I've ever seen. Like
I didn't watch the Doom movie.
Yeah, dude. With The Rock.
The Rock.
Yeah. I actually really enjoy that movie. It's not good by any means, but when it does that, like I like Carl Urban as well. But when it does the part where it goes in the first person. It just that's nostalgia right there.
But like so, like Jason said, you know what kind of movie you're gonna go see. It's just like The Rock,
bro. I watched The Meg too, and he does the same thing.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, so is it? Do you go watch a movie to watch an actor be somebody else, or would you rather see an actor play the same person every time?
Right.
Yeah.
Where it's like we know what we're getting into going to watch Fast and the Furious, going to watch The Meg,
or Beekeeper.
Those aren't gonna be like, wow, I'm watching this for the acting. I'm watching. You know damn well that's their job and they're getting paid and they're making good money.
It's comforting
to just see
him. It's your comfort food, bro.
Yeah, but the Taken series is really good.
Okay, actually, right now, think about it, and I'll come back to it. Top three comfort movies. Don't tell me yet. I'll get back to you later for it. But yes, I did just watch The Meg 2 like, a few weeks ago, and he's just like, now he's like straight up jumping on the sharks and killing them, and you're like, well, okay, and if there's a Meg 3, I don't know how they're going to top a shark that goes on land?
I was going to say, is it in The Meg 2, was it the shark was bigger than the other shark, so the shark teamed up with them? Because that would have been funny.
No, you know what? Imagine the next one's a team up, though. They have to take. There's a Meg that's just like a dick Meg, and so like, the other Meg's like, okay, let's team up together.
Team up together. Yeah. It's like Godzilla.
Godzilla Kong, yeah.
Imagine Anaconda.
No, yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's just a big ass snake.
With the fake Anaconda
like,
on there.
That's the enemy, bro. It's just a big snake.
It's just a big snake. Like, snakes on simple. These planes.
Have you guys. Okay, you guys know what a real Anaconda looks like, right?
No.
Right. Well. If you look at the movie Anaconda, like they basically put human eyes like forward and stuff. So if you kind of just look at it, it just looks like a human with a really long. Voldemort is in that. That's what it looks like.
It's that's
just
terrifying.
Like that's what makes it scary, though. So when you're a kid, and you were scared of that snake.
Candy Valley.
When you look at a real anaconda, it doesn't look. They don't look remotely like that.
Kind of human, but not quite human. Mm-hmm.
But they really humanize because they put purposely put the eyes forward so it looks like a human face, so you can see the evil presence in. So it's scary as a little kid. You see a real snake, you're like, bro, this doesn't look like anything like this. Like, obviously too big, doesn't move that way, and its face doesn't look evil like that, which is pretty cool. All right, do you guys have time to think about your three comfort?
Yeah,
I got some.
All right, Daniel, start off.
Moulin Rouge.
Never seen.
Wild ass movie.
Next.
Coraline.
Oh, I do like Coraline.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay, two of them that I can...
I feel like I've seen that movie in theaters every time it gets re-released.
Nightmare?
Yeah. Every Halloween, Christmas, when it's out, I'm like, go watch this movie.
Just bangers. I still remember the first time I watched Coraline in theaters, I was like, oh, this is good. And I was like, man, they're a little creepy with their button eyes. And then the movie just really goes hard. You're like, bro, this is kind of terrifying. Mm-hmm. This is for kids? Like, and I was older. I was like, this is still kind of scary.
But
man.
You put
like,
it nightmares. On, I'm... Next 2 hours, that's where I'm at.
Couch locked.
Yeah. I do like Nightmare Before Christmas. I like going to Disney during that time as well. It's probably one of my favorite times.
It still holds up.
It looks great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's a stop motion and stuff on it. So,
but now you have a new appreciation for musicals. You should watch Moulin Rouge.
Maybe.
It's Obi-Wan as he's singing.
Obi-Wan's in it? Okay. If Obi-Wan is in it, I might have to take a look. Sterling.
And Nicole Kidman. We see her in every movie.
That's right, huh?
That's the last one.
Yeah, because we watched an IMAX.
Everybody was so, where's Nicole? Yeah. Where's Nicole? Like, it's IMAX, guys. We don't see her.
I'm leaving.
It's weird when we watch an IMAX because I'm not used to seeing the IMAX thing anymore. I'm always used to seeing the projector still on nonsense.
Bro, IMAX hurts my eyes.
Did you guys see that Nicole Kidman's suit? And from that is up for auction.
No way, really? How much?
They said it could fetch between 5,000 and 10,000.
Oh shit! We pitching like 2,500.
We get that? Yeah, done.
We'll get a camera. Well, right
here. We'll put it in a glass case and we will own it.
It'll be right behind John.
Just right behind, as we record.
Definitely Hot Rod is my number one. Okay. Love that movie.
Hot Rod,
yeah. Solid. Love that movie.
No, solid.
Oh. Hot Rod is my number one. Pineapple Express is my second one.
Mm-hmm. Of course it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my third one, actually, I love this movie. The Dungeons & Dragons movie is a banger.
The newest
one. Yeah,
hell yeah. Love it. Banger, dude. The original one.
Yeah, there was another. Mm-hmm.
Dude, it's the dragons fighting. When I was little, I thought it was a cool scene because dragons,
it's
right?
So you're
a little
kid.
It's
so
horrible.
Bad.
It's such so a bad movie. The new one is freaking sweet, though.
Amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
All right. I can respect the third one.
I guess if you're high, you can see the dragon.
I've loved Hot Rod ever since I was like 12. It's my favorite movie. That's
such a good movie, dude.
Too legit
to quit.
That was like the American Pie like era, right? Like in that same kind of like timeline.
Kind of.
Yeah. It just seemed like for like maybe like 10 years, they all just kept coming out one after the other. Like
I just found some fireworks in the men's room.
No.
Even when it became a cop.
Brooklyn, Brooklyn 99.
Bro, but Brooklyn 99, rest in peace to Captain Holt, but Brooklyn 99, what a great show.
Oh my God. It's like, y'all just need a bone.
Bone? I love the show.
Bone! All right, Panda, what are yours?
I have to go with Toy Story.
Nice.
First one?
Yeah.
Okay. Respect.
Probably Jumanji.
Okay.
The new one or the original one?
The OGs.
Okay.
The OG.
You could love The Rock. I want to watch it.
Be comforted by the smolder.
Yeah. I saw the new ones and it was...
I like the callbacks they do to it because they don't ignore the original one. So like,
you know that
Alan had like he stayed there and like he had his because
the one guy like took over his
heart. And I thought that was kind of a cool callback to
that. That was cool, but like a lot of the movies didn't add up.
No.
Well, yeah, because it's different.
The math wasn't math.
They're like their own D&D campaign.
I know we talked about it, but I would have to say the Fast and Furious. Like the first one.
What?
Give me that. Like, yes.
It's just like, if it's on, I will always sit down and just watch it. Because it's just a movie about racing cars and stealing vehicles.
Two franchises I will die on a hill for. It's Mission Impossible and Fast and the Furious.
Never seen Mission Impossible franchise.
Yeah, dude, I've seen every single Fast and the Furious and... I know what I'm getting into. Cars in space. Like, bro, I understand.
Did we ever... Oh, no. We stopped when 10 came out, huh?
Yeah.
So
no, we're caught up on all of them.
No, 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 yeah, but we never talked about it, right?
Oh, yeah. No, we didn't. Yeah.
You, so you saw it, right?
Yeah.
Bro, I'm so mad.
It's a movie, bro.
I'm so mad. No, just the ending. I'm so mad that...
You drive down and then it's done.
You know who's back. It's like, how?
Okay, but they brought back the guy who...
They bring back everyone.
Yeah. He didn't, but he didn't explode.
They, like, reshot the scene and it was like, no, he actually escaped the car that was upside down on fire.
Because he's Han. Yeah. You don't kill Han.
Yeah, bro. If they killed Han, I'm not watching anymore. If he actually dies.
Like the news, they killed my friends. They killed my family.
All right, John. Oh, my goodness. What are yours?
Number one is always Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, when I hear that music, when it plays at the beginning, when they see like the Brachiosaurus or whatever, I start to tear up.
I just
can't
get the meme out of my head.
Yeah. That is great. Number two, you know what? And I don't even like musicals, but Pitch Perfect.
I knew it was gonna come up.
I can almost recite that entire movie.
Watch that movie once a year at minimum.
I can do the whole riff off.
Since I've known John, yeah, every year he's seen Pitch Perfect.
I'm not gonna lie, when I'm just like going through YouTube and I get bored, I'm just like, let's put the riff off on. I just fucking watch that. I watch all the auditions again and I start saying, like, dude, it's, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna watch the whole, I'm gonna watch it tonight.
Mm.
When we finish all this, it's coming on. Number three, it's not one movie, any Godzilla. Yeah, I don't care what it is. I'll watch it.
Mm.
Actually, speaking of Godzilla, you guys aren't watching Monarch, huh? It just finished. 10 out of 10. Mm. It's so good. You all need to watch it.
Mm.
You're sleeping on it.
Mm.
It is so, so good.
I'm trying to sleep.
No, I don't want to sleep. So it's not quite minus one where you care about the characters. Mm. But you actually care about them.
Interesting.
I was sitting here like, am I invested? Why am I invested in the characters?
Wild part is that minus one made you care about characters in a 2-hour movie.
Am I getting character development? Yeah.
They take what's happening? Yeah. This is 10 episodes.
Did you care about the characters, that was character development.
Mm, that's true.
So good.
Something Harry Potter can accomplish.
Excuse what?
Bro, tell me what character changed.
Neville.
No.
No, he was always a...
He stepped up.
He stepped up, but he was still that person.
I count conquering your fear as change.
No. Okay, but is that the only example in a cast full of how many people?
Yes.
That is the only one. Do you see those TikToks that tell you, like, how powerful was Dumbledore really, or blah, 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 and then it goes into detail about each wizard and stuff?
Yeah.
So Dumbledore's just, like...
He's just...
Peak... Oh, he's the Gojo of...
He's the goat.
Hmm?
I mean, he had two of, like, the artifacts. Right,
mm-hmm.
All three at one point.
But he even beat what's his name when he had the Elder Wand,
and Grindelwald.
Yeah,
and he wasn't even using his full power. He wasn't at Super Saiyan mode then. Nope. He was just at like Kaioken times. Like
that was the theory that he was just death.
Yeah,
and so he was just there to be like a guide.
He greets Harry when he dies.
Mm-hmm.
Just Gandalf the White out here, or what?
He took all the experience.
Yeah.
It was a Fantastic Beast movie. They could have done so much.
I really like the first one. When they're inside this little suitcase, I was like, man, just leave me in there for a whole movie.
It was
a
monster hunting adventure where
humans,
monsters, bro.
They got political.
And he does
and
like.
They got political, yeah. And then Johnny Depp.
It was like the Star Wars where, you know, Phantom Menace just went into the trade, and you're just like, what?
Yeah, I remember,
why are we here?
I'm a little kid watching that, and I'm like, I don't understand what's happening. And it kept going, I still don't understand what's happening. And then Darth Maul comes out, and the second saber comes out. I'm like, this is the greatest movie I've ever seen.
That's why they ended it with that. They were like, we have to end this with a fight, because there's no way they're going to understand what's happening.
I'm done with blockades and trade. What is this?
Yeah. What is going on?
When you watch it now that you understand blockades and trades,
but you're still.
You mean it makes perfect sense?
Nah, yeah, but you're still just like, why am I here? Why is this part of the story?
Kind
of.
You're like, what are we doing this? But at least you understand what's happening.
Yeah.
It leads up to Order 66.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Is everything that leads up to the fall.
How I Met Your Mother. Yes.
And
I'm watching the Clone Wars right now, and a decent amount of episodes are like,
dude,
they're them
see,
in the Senate.
Yeah.
You see the fight?
It's the biggest thing there. Like,
The Anakin Obi-Wan fight, but animated now?
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Bro.
It goes so hard.
It's so cool. So they did the right way from what's in the movie, and they put on there like some of the moves and stuff, and they keep going. God, the Clone Wars is so perfect.
Dude, Clone Wars is so great.
Is it still the longest sword fight in cinematic history?
Oh, I have no idea.
That last one?
You can look it
might be, yeah, actually.
Because it was like the time from when it starts to when it ends. It, like, cut, take out the cuts, but from where that it
fight,
goes.
That fight was cool. I mean, Obi-Wan's smart, and so he knew how to win, but imagine if they were in a room with no, just nowhere out.
I love that choreography fight, because in the fight with Obi-Wan in the beginning, he does a move that he chopped Count Dooku's hands off in the beginning, mm-hmm. and Obi-Wan blocks it immediately.
It's still Revenge of the Sith, yeah.
Still longest? Mm-hmm. Sick. All right, if you, here's the catch. You don't get to pick a franchise that you're in, and you have to be your, you don't get to pick if you're a good guy, bad guy, whatever. You don't get to pick what you're in, but you will play some kind of role with the main cast. You might be part of the main cast. You might be a bad guy.
She's acting right now, IRL. Mm-hmm.
Pick your franchise. Or think about your franchise while you're thinking about it. Monarch. You need to watch it.
Is that your franchise?
Bro. No. Because it's Godzilla. And I don't know how I'm going to play.
Yeah, would you be killing Godzilla? Would you be helping Godzilla? I already knew that
I couldn't. I can't kill him.
Mm-mm. You don't know that. You can be an ignorant white guy.
He's a radioactive monstrosity. No, I probably wouldn't pick that, but that would be pretty sweet. All right, you guys have your things in mind? Sterling, you knew the fastest, so hit me.
Star Wars. I'm already on the topic.
Oh, yeah,
I love it so much.
What if you're just a stormtrooper?
That's fine.
And you're going to die.
That's fine.
But, like, here's my thing, bro. If I'm going to be doing a role, it's all CGI. It's
all gonna be fun. Oh, my God.
Like, Tom Cruise does his own stunts.
No, I'm saying this is your real life. Like, you leave this world. No, the real life. Like, you're in that world, so you have to live that world.
Still be Star Wars. Yeah.
Imagine you're on Star Wars, fucking, you wake up and you're just like, hey, welcome to Alderaan.
And you just blow up with everybody else?
Yeah, that's it.
Could you imagine that?
Yeah. No, the first thing you do is like, what's the date?
Yeah. What's the date?
Yo, what planet am I on, and what date is it? I gotta get out of here.
What's worse is that it would be like 4 years before it happens, but you're still a fucking child that can't speak.
So wait.
You're like, get me out of here.
Is this Isekai rules where you have all your knowledge?
We're gonna say yes. Isekai rules. Puts you in anytime. You don't get to choose anything. You're gonna roll the dice and see where you land.
I got two.
Okay.
Marvel.
Cinematic Universe or mm-hmm. Okay.
Lord of the Rings.
Ooh. Oh, dude, Lord of the Rings would be tough though. That's a lot of. Oh my God.
I'm talking.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm talking Lord of the Rings the movies.
Yeah.
Not
the books.
Not the TV show.
Okay. Oh, we don't talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay. The most let down. The movies. But could you imagine? Like, what if you open your eyes and you're in Helm's Deep and you're a fucking Uruk-hai, whatever. You screwed. All right.
What if I'm the one who takes out like a lot?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. What if you're Gimli?
You're just counting.
I'm the one of the most badass ones there. Let's go, bro.
Panda?
I pick One Piece, bro.
Oh, damn. I didn't even think of that. Holy shit.
Really die.
Wait.
I didn't really go through anime.
Wait. So.
I don't even have to be a main pirate.
Bro. Of the ones you know of, if you could choose a fruit.
Fucking laws, bro.
Dude, that's the only right answer. But that's it.
That's no. Oh, the all right. The op fruit, yes.
I can pull your heart out. What do you want?
No, but that's just it. Using one room burns how much stamina?
It's fine. Your heart's
he gone. Almost lost. How many? Yeah. How many times?
He's lost a lot. Yeah. He lost to Doflamingo.
Yeah, a lot.
Just because he's not the one that's looking for the One Piece to be the title of the show, I can have so much fun with that.
That's
plus,
true.
Plus, when I'm done with life, I can just be like, hey, you're immortal. I'm gone. Bye.
That is true.
I don't swim anyways, bro. I see no downside.
Yeah, water? Excuse me?
Wet.
Does Luffy ever get thrown in the water?
Oh, all the time. All the
and
time.
He can't swim, though, right?
No.
There's a whole premise of the in the world that there's called Sea Prism Stone. It's basically just water as a stone. So as soon as they touch it, they just...
He will intentionally throw himself in the water at times.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Man's an idiot.
He's just like, oh.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh. You know what, Sterling? I think I would join you in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
Because I would hopefully, I'm going to roll the dice. I'm gonna roll the dice. Learn the Force.
So you're just going to be, no, you're going to be a stormtrooper, bro.
We don't know. Hey, I'm going to use John Luck.
On Death Star number one.
John Luck.
Number one. Oof.
No, but we're talking about Isekai. So if I see and I know where I'm at. Okay. Luke, come here. I help you, bro.
So you're gonna pull episode 7, and get out of there.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Who in the universe is John Luke? Like, who would you pick in that universe to be?
But it's an isekai, so honestly, probably a youngling. And I know to leave. I know when to get out.
Which you just go to Yoda and be like, listen, man, there's gonna be a kid. Just don't do it.
I would let him still do it, but I would tell him that he's gonna be okay, and then tell him, I would just tell him up front what's happening. So
maybe he'll listen. Or would you try and change Anakin?
Well, that's what I mean. I'm gonna tell him that she's gonna be okay as long as he doesn't go to the dark side.
Wake up at C-3PO, bro.
In pieces. Yeah. In pieces.
John Luck, bro. Hey, C-3PO lives through the whole thing. He goes through it all. So
if I can't be a Jedi, I'm really hoping I'm a bounty hunter.
But one of the ones that survive, right?
No, I could die later on.
Literally, you're
like, hey, you know what? That's okay to die in that universe because you become one with the Force, yeah. And that's okay.
Force Ghost.
Yeah. Even if you can't become a Force Ghost, you just know that you become one with the Force.
What was that? The new movie got announced, right? Mandalorian and Grogu?
Yeah.
There's a movie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, John Favreau is directing it.
Ooh, no, full I haven't movie. Heard of that. Really?
Full movie.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Although MCU would be kind of cool to go, but God, that's just so much to connect.
No, it's just because in the MCU, the things that shouldn't happen can. So like radioactivity, where it just like turns you into the Hulk, like obviously you can't really do that, but yeah. it's possible. So
you don't know if you're gonna get to be one of the heroes, I guess. Mm-hmm. But you could just make it kind of, you could try to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Doctor Who? Doctor Doom, yeah.
But that's just it too.
He rules a whole people.
But that's just it too, because of all the like unlimited ...ness of the universe. You could learn magic, you could do science, you could do whatever, but you know who everybody is, and you just be like, hey, like, I know all the secret identities, I know all your powers work.
It's true. It'd be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I just want them, Marvel, to bring back how old Iron Man felt, where you can actually talk to your cast and contribute to the script.
No.
That's too much.
It's too much.
They're gonna bring back Robert Downey Jr.
With how well Loki did, they might.
But
Echo just came out, right? They're just started.
Yeah, I got like a 7 or something.
Oh, they did the
whole
thing.
Bro, I heard it was bloody.
Yeah, really? It's the first. Like, it's like I think it's mature rated.
Yeah, bro. I mean, I saw some of like the preview stuff for it.
Into a hero, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, too. She's a
badass. I think that's to introduce Daredevil more.
Oh, they did confirm that they're all canon now. So all the Netflix series are canon to the MCU.
But how?
Anyhow.
Just their own universe, I guess, or their own storyline?
No, because they talked about where, like, in the Netflix series, certain things didn't happen that was happening in the MCU.
Could be in that multiverse, then. So it's still canon. It's just part of the multiverse.
Yeah, well, but I mean, is the Sonyverse canon?
No, both,
yeah.
The giant Titan.
The Sonyverse is part of the multiverse.
Though. I know, it's just there.
Yeah.
Mm.
So that way they can do their own. They can do their own thing, but then technically they don't have to rely on each other.
Is that how is Madame Web gonna pull Spider-Man back to the Sonyverse?
Yeah.
Wait, did you guys see that fucking Madame Web when they did the Marvel logo and the fucking Spider-Man just explodes with the shittiest CGI explosion ever?
No. What?
Wait. What? Yeah. What are you talking about?
So they did the Marvel logo.
Yeah.
They did a special one for this one. It's just Spider-Man swinging a shitty ass fucking explosion.
What?
Yeah, I just saw it on TikTok. It's like, really, probably y'all couldn't do better.
Wait, the movie's not out. How did you see that?
It's from the trailer.
Oh, yeah,
because okay. It still shows in association with yeah.
I got a fire sense. Yeah,
that's hilarious.
I'm excited to see it. I wonder what they do, because technically for Spider-Man, Madame Web, like the multiverse for them, they can go through all of it as well, and they have a way to navigate through it also.
Madame Web just sees the multiverse, right?
She can travel through it.
Yeah. But like she's.
But when the movie you watch is probably gonna be her just seeing it.
No.
And
yeah.
And probably the end scene will be her like.
Oh, because she needs to guide Peter, like the real Peter, to lead them all.
Probably the end is gonna be Venom. It's probably gonna be something with Venom.
That'd be cool.
I heard that. So Andrew Garfield, from what I heard, is gonna be Sony's main Spider-Man.
Well, so are they gonna make Amazing 3?
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah. After all the, how the new Spider-Man went, like
wasn't it with Sinister Six?
They don't. Well, so
he might get pulled.
Well, Vulture's technically in the Sonyverse now.
Supposedly, Toby and Wolverine are leading the new Secret Wars.
Oh, Secret Wars, yeah.
So,
but we'll Deadpool 3 has to come out first,
which it is.
Yeah,
I can't believe all we're gonna get is Deadpool 3 this year. I mean, I'm excited, but like, it's weird. A year
of official, with of only an official one Marvel movie. But,
yeah,
but this one's going to be so big.
What's even wilder is he's like, please don't spoil anything, and so far no one really has.
Yeah.
Respectful.
Yeah, you see what he like.
No, but then he spoiled like, his own things. He's just like, yeah, this character's going to be here, and this character's going to be here. No, but yeah, he's just trolling.
But
yeah.
It's so great.
Peter Griffin. Like, yeah,
just, and then he started adding people to like the photos. He's just like.
The most random people you would put. He had like the Ninja Turtles right there. Godzilla. Ben DMT, White. Like, yeah. I don't know, whatever else is on there.
It was hilarious. Ryan Reynolds is the GOAT.
He is. I hopefully they utilize him correctly in the MCU and stuff. All right, so.
Ryan Gosling. I know I always get mistaken for Ryan Reynolds, but it's actually me.
What's new in anime with y'all? Because I haven't obviously watched anything.
I don't watch
anime.
The only new thing I've watched so far is Mashle.
Is what? Season
2? No, I'm still in season 1. Okay. But
speaking of that, Oda's new anime is coming out next week.
Which one?
The Monster of the Week one.
Who's Oda?
Monster of the Week or just Monster?
One Piece.
Monster. Oh. Yeah. I think it's a prequel to One Piece.
What will you guys talk about once One Piece is done?
We don't really talk about
One Piece. It'll never end. What are you talking about? Yeah, there'll be One Piece Shippuden.
Well, they're already making One Piece, so we just talk about the One Piece movie.
Yeah, no. I'm so mad because Richard has like nothing to do, right? He's stuck. And I told him, watch One Piece. He's like, no, I'm going to wait for the animation to get redone. I'm like, no, suffer with the rest of us.
Yeah, what the heck?
The first episode literally has half the drawings not done. That's like the whole season.
That's the charm.
Yeah. When's the remake supposed to come out? I'll start watching it once I do that.
No, you won't.
Hear me words right now.
I will say this. If they speed up the episode.
The arcs,
and they
actually
do like a full, just one chapter. An episode, bro. One page an episode is all I'm asking.
Remove for. Some filler, yeah.
They do one panel an episode in like the first half of the fucking show.
Yeah, no, it's bad. It's so long. Bad.
I think like only 1% of One Piece is filler. It's not a lot.
It's not that it's filler, it's that they just drag the fucking show on for so long. And then the first half of it is just a recap.
Yeah.
And then you get the middle segment, and then you get the whole end scene.
That's why I read. That's like literally the reason why I read.
I know you said Star Wars earlier.
Yeah.
What if you had an option that you can go to Harry Potter universe and you 100% are a student that goes to the school?
I would still choose Star Wars.
Even though it's 100% guaranteed you don't.
Yeah, but okay. So it's random, right? The timeline?
Yep.
So it could be way in the past. So like where Hogwarts Legacy is. Or it could be way in the future where we are now. So you could just bust in with a cell phone at Hogwarts.
That's true. Or I could be with the Old Republic in Star Wars. Yeah.
No, he wins with that. No, there's...
The thing is with Star Wars is you could be a Hutt. Or you could be...
The Hutts are powerful cartel
people. Okay, I'm saying you could also be a droid. Like, you could be anything like that.
That sucks.
Roger, and then you get shot.
I don't think you could be a droid, because then you'd have no voice, like, no...
What? No, what if...
No reason.
What if you're the droid that gets taken out by Jar Jar? Like, the only droid that gets taken out.
What if you are Jar Jar?
Oh, God, no.
Misa.
The ultimate Sith.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah.
I still can't believe you. Sith, bro.
That would have been perfect.
Sense.
I would have actually enjoyed the other three movies if that would have happened.
But no, they had to bring back the old man.
Yeah. All nine movies, he was the villain.
Yeah.
All nine movies.
Yeah, bro, they dropped the ball.
And then the scene where they were fighting the elite squad in like the...
It was embarrassing. It was the second one.
So bad.
Mm-hmm. Which one? Attack the Clones?
No,
and the new ones.
Oh, and they're fighting the red.
It's because Rey kind of don't know how to fight. Like, they just swing. One's a big baby. Well, the other one doesn't know what she's doing.
Because Kylo's just, like, all about brute. So he's just swinging hard. And
he's the most powerful, like, Force user.
At that time, yeah. Because Luke technically still was.
Yeah. But he was on track, too.
I don't want to get into this argument because I'm going to get so mad again. I'm already getting heated.
With the original script, it would have been fine. Where, what's his name? John was going to be like the new Jedi. And she would have been chilling. But they're like, no.
John.
Yeah.
I'll be the new Jedi.
Skywalker.
You'd be one of the red guys that gets his ass kicked by a...
Not John like I wouldn't. It just wouldn't happen. They'd be like, oh, he put 10 points into this.
There's so many plot holes in that whole, I can't, no, move on. I'm going to get so mad.
I don't know. I might join down. I don't know. Harry Potter world would be pretty cool. If you know that you're guaranteed to be a student, that'd be pretty sweet.
But if you're just like a bad student.
But though, so you don't know. Yeah. You don't know you're
no, gonna no, I'm saying what if you would you still choose Star Wars if I could actually, guarantee well, you a spot as a student in the school?
No, so
and then Gryffindor.
But that's just it. Like even if you were let's say you just were like put into the world of like Hogwarts exists, right? Mm-hmm. You could still be an American or whatever and be like, oh, I can go to the American school.
And you get to go to the British one.
Okay, but you're still, what if you just, like, your parents know nothing about that? So you're not going to get picked, but you just no, know it
you,
exists.
I'm giving you the option that this is a guaranteed for you. You are a student at Hogwarts.
I don't know, what, man. So I'm just a kid in America so what, that practices black magic in so the basement? I just don't
so
know.
So wait. So, really I, so what's the guarantee in the Star Wars world?
There is none. The Star Wars so is random, you get to go random, but you're rolling the dice.
Or I get to be a student. No, man, I'll be a student.
Or 100% you're going to go to Hogwarts in England or
yeah,
whatever
yeah.
And you are a student, it could be any time, you could be there with Harry, you could be there at some other time, but
it doesn't matter, that just means
that's the guarantee, is that you are a student. Oh, in there,
fuck yeah.
But all I care about is where I will live the longest
in the Harry Potter world, because yeah, magic users yeah, live longer.
Bro, you already know about
it. Doesn't matter, you live longer. I
already know the spell. You already know the spells.
Oh my god.
It's like
you're looking for like, you're just like, wait, where's the thing yeah, to tell me how to
flick? It's Leviosa.
The more you don't pronounce it, the stronger.
I need a bigger stick.
Yeah.
I could reconsider going to the Harry Potter
Sterling, universe. Did you do your... That would be the greatest thing. Do you want Hogwarts Legacy came out? That's all you would hear across the stores. Yeah. I'm going to grab a pen or a pencil and everything else, and maybe... We'd be doing it all the time. So yeah, would you take that guarantee?
Oh, I'll go for the guarantee. I'm sorry, just with the massiveness of the Star Wars universe, you could be anything.
Yeah.
The only other thing I would do would be like reincarnate as a slime, bro.
Oh my god.
But if I'm the slime.
Just OP.
Yeah. You just live forever.
You just have the great sage telling you what to do.
Good food.
Nice. There's an anime I watched where he is an isekai, and then he can only... He has access to, like, I guess, like, the market from the real world. Exactly. And so he pulls out, like, salt, and he pulls out, like, he's making all this stuff, and everyone just keeps following him because he makes really good food. But the food in the anime looks so fucking good. Every time I see
it's the one map of me. It's a cooking life in another world, and he just makes food. Like, literally, it's the whole
premise. Yeah. It's and he goes food to, like, wars. He goes to sell. He goes to, like, the, like, a merchant comes, and he wants to sell him salt, and he's like, it's, like, whatever for him. And the guy's like, oh, my God, I'll give you, like, 10 gold per... grain or some nonsense, and like everyone's following him, and he has like a wolf that like everything just loves him because he cooks such good food. It's really good though. I stopped playing video games and I just sat there and watched it for like 10 episodes.
Damn, this must be good.
Yeah, dude, no, it hooked me hard. Brian knows the name of it. I don't know what's
how called. I knew you enjoyed the movie. He didn't get up.
Who, me?
Yeah
I did Wonka not get up.
Yeah, he didn't move.
Hey, if you haven't seen Wonka, go watch it. It was really, really good.
I love inspiring. How that's the metric. Yeah. Sterling didn't get up. This movie must be a banger. Sterling
didn't get up.
No, yeah.
One
to
Sterling.
Yeah. And oh, if there he gets up goes. Twice, yeah. Then we just leave at that point.
Give him money back.
If Sterling ever gets up more than once, I'm leaving with him. Yeah. But you know what? It's time for us to go.
All right, games. Video games. You guys playing anything new?
Overwatch.
Daniel is playing Overwatch.
Getting frustrated at Overwatch.
Yeah. Valorant.
How's the new season?
It's pretty cool. They brought back...
Did a new gun come out?
So yeah, they come out with new skins. They have the Outlaw Sniper, which is peak. It's just a shotgun that goes super far, which is awesome.
Very high penetration.
Yep. Yeah. And then they brought back the best map. They brought back Icebox, bro.
Icebox.
Let's go. Yeah, it's been gone for like two rotations.
Icebox hero. I'm going to need you all to play Apex with me.
No.
Because Final Fantasy has a crossover, and I need all the Final Fantasy stuff.
Good luck.
I need to play all the Final Fantasy.
I'm not going to stop playing League.
Ever.
You know what's funny is like, I like when you, because you're so hard on League right now, and then it'll be a month, or it'll be 2 months, or whatever, and you'll be like, I'm never playing League again. And then slowly... It'll come back.
I don't understand that League is just going to always be a part of my life.
No. Oh, it's that.
How much money?
How much money am I going to bet?
No, how much money is in League right now?
That I have personally spent?
Mm-hmm.
I actually stopped spending last year.
Four digits or three digits? Just total, from your total time.
So the first year, I spent about $1,000 to $2,000.
Whoa.
And then I slowed down after that.
I slowed down after that.
I think it's still under $3,000.
Yikes.
Nice.
Bruh.
That's a whole computer.
Wait, is that including skins and merch that you buy, or just skins? Just
online store for League of Legends.
Damn.
Not including like Valorant, which I also spent some money on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not including Valorant. Yeah, okay. Don't include
Valorant. You're just giving Riot all your money, huh?
Bro, just work there.
I've applied.
Maybe for Riot. I have applied.
Hey, Riot.
And then I see people on my story like, I got a job, right? I'm like, how?
No. Who'd you talk to?
I know you shouldn't have gotten that job.
I know you don't got that degree.
It's like, I don't have the experience like I do, bro.
Yeah. I didn't get a call back.
Right on. Okay, so we're not playing a lot of different games. I'm still playing Star Rail and other random stuff and everything.
But,
Star Rail, you just let it auto-run.
Bro, I'm just running my dailies. I'm waiting for the next expansion to come out, or the next whatever it is.
Warner Brothers said they, because of how well Legacy did, they want to make more.
Of course they do. It's money. Good. They're not making it with the DC universe, so they got to make it somewhere else.
Actually, no, but they came out with a new animated movie, Crisis on Infinite Earths. They're like redoing
another
it.
Another one?
No, they're redoing it, so it's part one, but I think it's to deal with more multiverse.
Did you see the insane HUD? For the Suicide Squad.
Looks
game?
Terrible.
Oh my God.
Terrible.
Bro. Insane HUD.
It's so cluttered.
The HUD. Oh, for the game?
Yeah.
Ugh.
And I just heard it was so eh.
They fucked that game up. I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm not going to play it.
It looked high.
You heard it here first. Fucked it up.
They fucked it up.
Had potential. Fucked it up.
Because it looked hyped and then like killed the Justice League.
This was the story was supposed to be like the better part of it.
This is the last game with Kevin Conroy as Batman, and I heard they killed him off so damn quickly. Mm. And like badly too, so I don't know.
Damn. Freaking the Injustice Mortal Kombat did a better job.
Bro, Injustice Mortal Kombat was freaking sick, bro.
Yeah, the story was sick. Like,
the Joker won. The Joker won. He had to die, but he won. Yeah.
I'd be so invested in the cinematics, and then you just fight. And it's like cinematic.
That's how Mortal Kombat's been. Like, even like the Mortal Kombat games.
That's a cool flow, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then they eventually animated Injustice, didn't they?
Yeah, there's a whole. Yeah. They animated a lot. Like, DC dominates the animated movie industry 100%.
It's the live action.
Ninja Batman, bro.
Do you ever watch Turtles versus Batman?
No,
it's really good, dude. When Batman fights with Shredder, that fight is sick. Like
have seen that fight.
They go head to head and just start wailing on each other. It is it's pretty cool. I was surprised. Like I was like, okay, they're just gonna let Batman win, or maybe let's let Shredder. And they just beat the shit out of each other. And you're like, oh,
yeah, right, ends in pretty, a draw, doesn't it?
Pretty much, yeah. Because Shredder like what poisons them or whatever, or cuts them, and then he leaves. But dude, like, yeah, kind of. He does the Shredder thing.
Smoke bomb.
All right, well, we need games to play. ISS, we don't have any other movies. We are going to be going to Big Bear soon, and we're going to be sledding, and we might be drinking a little bit, and that's going to be fun. So that'll be fun to talk about.
Fireball, bro.
When you go up to the mountain, it's Fireball.
Well, they're
that's, wait, really?
That's the rule.
Oh,
that's
my God.
The that's the rule.
That your rule.
You're going to be in pain.
Rule. That's a terrible rule, man.
That's a terrible
rule. When I go with my friends, it's just alcohol.
Listen, man, I'm getting flashbacks when I was
Fireball
back in Colorado.
The lowest
so.
The one that no one ever wants to drink because it's ass.
Listen, I'm going to smell it. I'm going to want to puke, but I'm still going to drink it.
I can smell it right now, and I'm already like, my stomach hurts. I'm going to drink it with
bro,
you, but.
Chew red gum.
He said that, and I was like,
it's Big Red, though. It's Big Red. It 100% is Big Red. Yeah, it definitely
why
is.
Why
did
you say no?
What, what is those memes where it's just like, man, that smells like Fireball? It's like, that's cinnamon.
You are
the
whole
world. Yeah, that's what I said, dude. Because you just hit that, and you're like,
oh, sorry, I don't drink soda. I just drink Jack and Coke. Soda's bad for you.
Yeah. People just drink the mixer.
It's always sunny.
Yeah.
Yeah, people just drink mixer.
Oh my God! All right, we're gonna have a nice time at Big Bear. Dan, what are you doing? Anything?
Nuts.
Wow. Probably really loud.
I'm probably gonna start playing Monster Hunter World. Actually,
wait,
to get
World?
Ready, to get ready for the
huge Steam jump.
Yeah,
a lot of players are actively.
Oh, because of the
hey,
new
if you're
one
gonna get
got
in there, I'll reinstall it and jump on.
Down,
with
okay, sick.
Yeah. Hell yeah!
Just because of the new one got announced or what?
I'm ready to play the new one.
Rise,
but
I like Rise.
Rise was good.
Really good. There's they didn't add new DLC.
No, well, Sunbreak was the last one,
yeah,
and then
like,
they stopped.
World had like three or four.
Yeah, they had Iceborne, then something else.
Iceborne was.
I've never played World, so I don't know. I'm just
World is sick, dude. Like even the introduction, it's so cinematic. It's really cool.
Mi
Well, no, no. When you go to the first world with like the dinosaurs, the T-Rex is there or whatever it is, and
it fights
the iguana thing or whatever, and you're just like, you're like, dude, like, cause it's cool because they interact with each other and like they mess each other up and shit, and it's pretty sick.
It's literally just an isekai fucking monster hunting.
I'm okay with that.
Cause then it's like it's literally monster of the week anime. Like,
monster of the week.
You fight a bigger monster, and the next thing you know, you're beating like God.
That's how it goes, right?
Like, mission one is, hey, fight these little lizards that kind of attack you, and then the final mission is attack God.
That sounds cool to me, yeah.
Attack God, yeah. Panda, you playing anything? Just League?
League.
All the League.
League.
All right. Anyway.
League you playing? Oh, no, I still was playing Predecessor.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, we have to play, what are you playing, Overcooked or something? Is that what we're supposed to be playing?
Two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, Chef.
Yes, Chef.
Yes, Chef.
We're not gonna, okay, I feel like Daphne's going to bail.
Of course. I already own the game anyway, so I didn't really care.
I bought it on Epic. Oh, I got it for free on Epic.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I'm just playing Star Rail. I restarted Final Fantasy VII, even though I'm not going to get to play Rebirth, because I refuse to buy a PlayStation again just to play that. So
I have one in my room you can
just use. I still don't want to play it. I'll wait for it to come on PC.
Principle.
Yeah. Just release it on both. Why are you it's being stingy, nobody freaking knows what it means. Stupid nonsense? Ooh, PS5, whatever. But yeah, I'm playing that. That's about it. Daniel, what's your name? How do you spell your name? What do you want? Where should they follow you at?
Instagram. I don't have an X anymore.
You don't have an X?
Twitter.
Oh.
It's called X now. Formerly known as Twitter.
Oh, you deleted Twitter?
I don't. It's probably up, but I haven't checked it.
Good for you, ever. Man. Good for you. Got out of there.
TikTok, all that. DAANZIALLA.
Oh my lord.
What?
Sterling?
I'm on Instagram. Yeah. Duckyzilla, LLAA, you know.
The normal.
The usual.
Panda?
Just check the description, bro.
I'm Venomzilla, two A's at the end. That's easy. Anyways, it was a pleasure talking. We're excited to go to Big Bear and have fun, watch our new movies. It's been a good start to the year with our movie now. Now we have one banger.
Bars up.
Bars high. So hopefully from here on out, it's only every movie we're going to watch. 8 or better. No, it's not.
No.
We already know it's not. Yeah. It was fun. We're out.